I'm sure you can guess that it's a little takeoff on American Idol, which probably needs no introduction. We're going to have two seasons for our show. And the first season, we'll have the judges Simon Cowell, Paula Abdul, and Randy Jackson, played by our very talented students, of course. And the second half will feature our second season with Steven Tyler, Jennifer Lopez, and Ellen DeGeneres. And we will have a total, I believe, of 15 contestants. And it's just going to be a crazy bunch. I think some of them can really sing beautifully. And others, they just might not go to Hollywood.
So very similar to what you would see on American Idol, but this time with arias.
That's right. We're going to feature quite a few things, and we'll begin with O Mio Bambino Caro. I think everyone knows that, and I think that will be done rather beautifully. You might hear it a few other times where, you know, it just might not be so beautiful. It's kind of one of those opera wannabe popular, you know.
Just like maybe some of the same songs you'd hear over and over again on American Idol.
Exactly. So, and we have some, lots of Mozart, actually, and Puccini. You'll hear Wagner, a bit of Wagner, not a lot, so don't worry. some tidbits from Carmen, Turandot, La Bohème, you'll hear some Verdi, Gounod, all sorts.
And a lot of good-natured humor and some unexpected surprises.
Most definitely.
Well, I know that this particular program, you're dedicating it to someone special. Tell us a little bit about the dedication of this production.
We are. Jeslyn Phillips passed away in late August, and she joined us last semester for our opera program, and she was just a gem, and actually she was not able to continue for our production of The Sorcerer, but she just really inspired us all, and we want to dedicate this to her. Actually, she was learning O Mio Bambino Caro when she passed away, and so that's why we would like to sort of feature that through our program. And we're, of course, grateful to the Phillips family, who's been very thoughtful, and we have a living memorial for Jeslyn that will benefit our opera program. So we're just really, really thrilled about that.
And I know you've got numerous students involved in this particular production. Tell me about how they helped develop the characters which will be on stage then competing in this Opera Idol competition.
Right. Well, first, they were extremely helpful with the judges when we had our auditions. I was just blown away by their improvisation, both with the judges and the contestants. So they have been very helpful in developing those characters. And I just felt like I took it from their ideas and kind of sketched out a script, and it's going to be quite fun.
Now, if you can't wait till next week, I understand that there is going to be a preview free tonight. Tell us about that.
That's right. The Treble Clef Club, who's been great supporters of ours, we started doing some previews there a couple years ago, and we've done them every year since. It's free this evening at the Round Room in the Public Library, and you'll just get a little preview, maybe a half hour to 45 minutes long, and then we'll have some refreshments afterwards. We can chat about it. That's about it.
And then the full program is coming up next Thursday and Friday night, 7:30 in Riceland Hall at the Fowler Center here. There is an admission cost for that, correct?
There is. It's $8 for adults in advance and $10 at the door. Children and students may purchase tickets for $5.
And that money goes toward just the opera program in general here at ASU, but maybe specifically toward your bigger, more traditional program in the spring?
It does. We like to put on some nice things for the drama theater when we have our show there in the spring, yes.
Well, anything else you'd like to add to encourage people not to miss Opera Idol next week?
Well, it, of course, obviously is going to be a really fun show. I think it's appropriate for people of all ages. And I hate to say this, but, you know, if you're concerned about, well, it's probably too long, I don't want to bring my family, it's an easy show to leave early. There's so many contestants and so much going on, you know, if you just want to give it a try and you got to go home, that's fine. Come ahead. Come join us.
Sounds like it's going to be a fun program. Marika Kyriakos is director of the ASU Opera Theater. They are presenting Opera Idol. Thursday, October the 20th, 1 week from today, and Friday the 21st at 7:30 each evening in Riceland Hall of the Fowler Center here on the ASU Jonesboro campus. As she said, tickets are $8 for adults in advance, $10 at the door, $5 for students and children. You can get all the details at our own website, kasu.org. Click on Events Calendar.